对。
Hello, Quebec. Well,
we lost connection.
Oh.
How long was I talking? I was talking and I'm like, hello?
No, you cut off literally right when you said, like the $4.35 a month and then like.
Oh my gosh. So you didn't hear any. Oh my gosh. I went a while too. Okay. Let me go back. I'm so sorry. Okay. So I'm looking here. So your minimum monthly budget is the $4.35. Your leads are $33.33. You only pay for qualified leads. That's going to give you approximately 3 leads a week, 13 leads per month. You can increase or decrease as you see fit. Like, you can pause the campaign if you guys get booked out, or you just need to pause it for whatever reason. Like, you don't have to give an explanation of why you want to pause it, and that budget will roll over to the following month.
Okay.
However, whenever you unpause it. Say you don't unpause it for 6 months, it's going to roll over. Okay. You're not automatically charged the monthly budget just because it's a new month. You're only charged once the budget's exhausted. Okay. In addition to that, you only pay for qualified leads. So you don't pay if it is, if they're calling for a service that's not listed on your profile and you decline the job. You don't pay if it's outside of your service radius and you decline the job. You don't pay for sales or solicitation calls. You don't pay for spam calls. You don't pay for people seeking employment with your company. You only pay for calls that Google considers qualified. Therefore, you're given a Google call tracking number for your Google Guarantee profile, so that the calls routed through Google Guarantee can be monitored for authenticity purposes to ensure that it is a quality call. The quality calls, what Google considers a qualified lead through Google Guarantee, is if you give estimate over the phone or if you set appointment with the client. Those are the only two instances that Google considers that a qualified lead. Everything else is considered unqualified. So if there was ever a situation where you needed to dispute something, then we have that call recording. You have access to the call recording. We have access to the call recording. Everybody has access to the call recording through the client dashboard as well as directly through Google in order to protect everything that we're promising you, obviously.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So only pay for the leads regardless of whatever that money. If we don't use it through the whole month, then it rolls over.
Yep. And you can pause it, or you can increase it. After you get the first few leads, you're like, hey, we want to boatload more of this. You know what I mean? Okay, come on, crank it on up. We crank it up.
Okay.
You know? It's up to you.
Yes.
You're in
We're the ones that obviously do the booking, right? You guys are just the ones that
we're not doing any of it. We're just facilitating the Google Guarantee, and we're getting you verified as a Google Guarantee partner. So we're facilitating between you and Google. We're not doing any of the monitoring as far as, like, you know, your fees and your wages and your scheduling or any of that stuff.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. Just text.
Take your time. It's the $250 application fee is what we're looking at for today. We won't charge that minimum monthly budget until you guys have been Google Guarantee approved. Complete approval could take a maximum of 4 to 6 weeks to get approval. Could be less, too. But today, if you guys want to get it going to get the application and get it moving forward, it's just the $250.
It's just the $250. You said it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to get it going?
That's the max time that it would take.
I'm pretty sure he's going to say go for it, but...
Okay. Yeah, take your time. It's fine.
Could you also resend that email? Because I was looking up it, and I don't think I see it.
My pleasure. Okay, it's coming through right now. It's labeled Google Guarantee. I sent it over to cabblackflow@gmail.com.
Yes.
Oh, yay. So it's just about a month since the last time I spoke with you.
That was like forever ago, really.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was the last time we really, really talked about it was on the 9th of December. So that was December.
Yeah.
I can't count. Anyways, it's been a little bit since the original conversation. Do you know what else go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think it's time to, explore other options here.
Mm-hmm. What I think is super cool is that I was the original salesperson on your guys' call 2.5 years ago. And, I've been with you since you guys signed up July 2nd, 2020. And I just personally think that that's like super awesome that I wind up still getting to interact with you guys and you know what I mean? As your program has flourished and has upgraded, like so have I. I've been able to do different products. So I just think it's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. He's not texting me back. Could I call you whenever? I mean, I don't want to just say yeah now. I can't call the shots, but mm-hmm. I can send you an email maybe and let you know yay or nay.
Yeah, and I'm going to be here. I'm working from home today, and I'm going to be here for a little bit longer. So if you think it's going to be today,
yeah.
Like as soon as
you
get it.
Tomorrow. Is that possible?
Tomorrow? Yeah, if you do it tomorrow, then I just won't be able to reach back to you until Monday because I'm going to be out of town.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it'll be, I don't know what this guy is doing right now.
Okay.
He's probably busy at the moment. So I know he gets back to me fairly quickly, probably within the hour, I'd say.
Okay.
Less, if any.
Yeah, you could just call me or you can text me and, or email me, whatever is best for you. You got the new email?
Yes. Is this the best email, the anelson@localsplash.com?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's me. Absolutely. So you could just give me a call back or text, email, whatever is best for you, and I'll check it within about an hour or so if you've responded. I'm not leaving for a couple of hours. I get to go on a women's retreat with my mom in our church, so I'm super, super excited about that, but I still have to, like, pack the bag, and she's getting her hair done. You know what I mean? Like, all these little things.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a couple hours before I leave, and since I'm working from home, I can come back and check the account, and if that's the case, then I'll just ring you back and say that you confirmed, and then I'll send out the email. I'll call you back, though, because we have to set the client interview after you guys get the application completed. We have to do a client interview on it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah, that works for you?
Yeah, it works for me. I'll email you once I have a secure answer. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I understood that. And then I'll give you a call to set client interview once we have the final approval from Carlos. No worries.
Okay. And then what will you need from me for this application process? Just so I make sure I have it all.
Is super duper 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 easy. It's literally you're uploading the business documents. You're uploading the business license, the insurance. You're uploading a photo of his driver's license, his social security number. Just basic information on the status of the company. Now, does he have employees?
Yes.
Okay, are these like super trusted employees that have been with him a really long time?
Yeah.
Okay. He has the option to put them on the application if they're doing face-to-face house calls. If not, he doesn't have to put them on the application. But if he does, he's going to need their driver's license and social security number as well. And understand, this application isn't coming back like we're not collecting proprietary information. It's coded out. It's going directly to Google through Pinkerton and Evident ID to get the specific background check. If there's ever a doubt if somebody's going to pass the background check, like if it's like, you know, Uncle Sam had a blah, blah, blah bit while back, don't put them on there. Okay? Don't put them on there. If it's anything stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor, they won't pass. If it's older than 7 years, they will. So that's what I'm saying, like, if you're not sure about it, just don't put him on there because it's not the end of the world. Carlos is obviously still going face-to-face, and he's responsible for all of his employees.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind and let him know. And then once I have something back, I'll just reply in the email and let you know.
Beautiful. I look forward to talking with you then. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Yours as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great
bye-bye.
Weekend.
You too. Bye now.